Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dave Cohen in for Newell Normand as we celebrate the arrival of Friday. And it's not just any Friday. It's Good Friday. And for so many, it's a meatless Friday. And that means we got to suffer through the seafood here in Southeast Louisiana. Joining us is the chairman of the Gulf Seafood Institute, Harlan Pierce. Hey, Harlan, how you doing?
Hey, Dave, just great. At least the weather looks pretty nice today for Good Friday, and looks like the weekend's going to be pretty good. But
yeah, we got that system sitting on top of us, and there's this huge circulation around it. So that's why they're keeping that 30% chance of a few showers blowing through. But I don't see any out there on the radar right now. And, man, it feels nice outside, doesn't it?
Oh, it's gorgeous, really gorgeous. Well, let me give you the report. Basically, after an exhaustive 3 months into the investigation, the unredacted Lenten Seafood Report is out.
Oh, my goodness. And you're releasing it publicly? Unredacted?
Unredacted publicly.
All right.
The weather gods have been found guilty of collusion with cold weather, heavy rains, and high winds. They're also guilty of obstruction of seafood production, which has seriously hampered seafood production for Lent and particularly Holy Week. But there are bright stars. We'll keep going, okay?
All right. But so far, it's not sounding good. We've got obstruction
and we've got collusion in the report on the seafood. And they'll get a life sentence for all that. But blue crabs and crab meat, of course, have been short. The weather's just terrible. So crabs will start soon this weather warms up, but it's been a rough time with the weather. Soft shell crabs will start. We've got a few soft shells now. But when the weather warms up, that'll crank up. Plenty of Gulf shrimp in inventory is not affected by the weather. Finfish, black drum, red snapper, grouper, and tuna have been affected by the weather. They're not as high a supply as we'd like to see them. And, of course, redfish and speckled trout are so highly regulated, we don't see them in Louisiana, at least not wild product in Louisiana at all. But on the bright side, the weather gods have been unable to slow down our relentless disalmon catfish fishery.
All right. Now, despite all their best efforts to obstruct and collude, they can't stop the catfish.
No, the wild disalmon catfish is in abundant supply. And also, the sheep's heads, Rondo Sebring, have swum under the radar and are in an abundant supply. So that's another good thing. And then oysters, of course, this time of year are always great and in good shape right now. So you got catfish, sheep head, oysters, you got those kind of things for sure. But for sure, in Holy Week, crawfish is the king.
Yeah, usually.
It's not too bad. It's better this year than last year. The pond crawfish are very nice right now. They're big and they're really pretty. But the cold weather and heavy rains have slowed down the growth of the basin crawfish. But all in all, crawfish, which is king for Holy Week again, was in fair supply and wasn't as hard to get this week as it normally is.
What's crawfish running live right now?
Well, probably to the retailer, probably in the $3, $3.50 range, depending on where you go for this week. Something like that.
Because of the lower supply and the higher demand, the price goes up. But that still seems a little higher than most people would like it, right?
It is. I would expect that you'll see the drop in price next week. And with fair weather, things will change dramatically. So as we get into a better springtime weather, more springtime type weather, we'll be in good shape. But you know, there's always seafood to eat in Louisiana. There's no better place in Louisiana. We're still number one in almost every seafood in the country that we produce, crabs, shrimp, oysters, finfish, you name it. We're on the top of all those lists for sure. So trust your retailers, trust the restaurateurs you deal with, and you know you're going to get great quality Louisiana seafoods all the time, not just for Holy Week.
All right. Well, you are the chairman of the Gulf Seafood Institute. You were also with the Seafood Promotion Board, right?
Yes, I was. I was chairman for about 12 years during Katrina, Rita, Gustav, Ike, and Littlefield.
So, you chose a tough time to be the chairman of the Seafood Promotion Board through Katrina and the oil spill, Harlan.
That's right. But it was still good. We did good with that. We brought Louisiana from the ashes up to a good situation in seafood across the country.
And have we completely recovered from that? Do our seafood exports or our seafood distribution across the country, has it completely recovered from the oil spill, which had people fearing it was tainted, and from Katrina? Katrina when, well, there just weren't people around to harvest it and to send it out?
Well, yeah, pretty much we've done that. It's just, you know, as we see environmental degradation on the east side of the river in different areas, we're having problems with some production levels. But other than that, that's fine. And, of course, with the advent of the development of offshore aquaculture, which is in the works for right now, probably 3 to 6 years off, but that will help production. And what aquaculture will do for us, when we get a Katrina or a Rita or an oil spill, we won't lose our place at the table across the country. It'll always keep that door open so that when we do get into our wild production, it'll demand higher prices for the fish, great fishermen in Louisiana.
Tell us a little bit about what is Gulf aquaculture? Is that essentially fish farms out in the wild?
Yeah, fish farms in the wild. We have aquaculture oysters already. We're basically an oyster fisherman. He beds his oysters, grows them, but we also have this off-bottom oyster culture in Grand Isle that's doing real well with off-the-bottom shelving and nets. But offshore aquaculture with net pen culture is something that the rest of the world does very well, and we're sort of late to the party, but we're doing all we can do to make sure it's done correctly, making sure the siting is right, the fish we choose are right, all indigenous species of the Gulf. And you'll see that, you know, not in the near future, but in the future, that'll be here.
We're talking with Harlan Pierce, past chairman of the Seafood Promotion Board, current chairman of the Gulf Seafood Institute. Harlan, when we come back, I want to look ahead to the future a little bit. We're talking about what's available for this Good Friday and through the end of Easter weekend. Let's look ahead to the future with him after this. If you have a question about seafood or a comment, 504-260-1870. You can text us at 870-870. What you eating on this Good Friday? What's the seafood you have to have? And is $3.50 a pound pricing you out of the crawfish market? Or are you willing to pay that for a couple of sacks because it is Good Friday, because it is Easter weekend? Call me right now, 504-260-1870. Text me at 870-870. And if you've reserved a sack or you picked one up already, tell me what you're paying for it, and see if we can help people find some better prices if the supply is there. Back with Harlan Pierce on this Good Friday, talking seafood after this on the Newell Norman Show. Someone texts us at 870-870. They just reserved 3 sacks of crawfish in Laplace for $2.34 a pound. Harlan, that's a pretty good price right now, huh?
That's a great price. I mean, you're going to find those outliers there. I'm sure. Just keep shopping and looking, because, like I said, we get a little better shot of crawfish this Holy Friday, Holy Week than before. Seems to be a few more of them out there right now.
There were a few.
That can make it work.
Earlier in the season, I saw a couple of guys in Houma selling them for like $1.99 a pound. I was like, I might drive down to Houma just to get those. might be worth the trip.
You need to be cautious, because there's two prices on crawfish. One is the peeler price, which is the one they peel for the crawfish meat, and that is substantially lower than the larger boiling crawfish. So, you know, you could have a mixed product, or you could have all peelers, which is really not what you want. And early in the season, you'd have had a good chance of that.
Yeah, all right. Well, so, yeah, you had a – size matters when it comes to crawfish, doesn't it?
Correct. That's what the report said.
Keep going back to this unredacted report that Harlan has been investigating for 3 months. Not quite the 2.5 years of the other report. But your report did find collusion and obstruction. Tell us a little bit more about that. What are the challenges that have led to that collusion and that obstruction of development of the seafood industry this spring?
Well, first off, our industry is a lot quicker than the federal government works, so we can do things in 3 months. But secondly, you know, heavy winds, heavy rain, cold weather. Cold weather, it works against us, the cold, like with crabs. I mean, you're not going to see the crabs or the softshell crabs or even the crawfish when things get cold weather. And all this heavy rains and fresh waters change the dynamics of our estuary. And, of course, heavy winds, you can't fish. So all of the stuff that we've had consistently this winter and into the early spring here is really, it's really hurt us. It's been hard for these guys to get out and catch what they've got to do. And I think that the fresh water is going to be the bigger problem.
So for folks who are on a budget right now, I mean, obviously all of the seafood is available if you're willing to pay for it. But when there's reduced supply and increased demand, the price goes up. So for our listeners who are on a budget but want to have a great seafood meal for Good Friday and really all weekend long, what is your best advice?
Well, two things. First off, I think that what people don't think about sometimes this time of year is shrimp. You know, you get a head-on shrimp or a headless shrimp, and you, instead of say, let's just try to say 100 pounds. 100 pounds of crawfish is going to get you 15 pounds of meat, say, maybe 17. You boil 100 pounds of shrimp, you're getting 50, 60 pounds of meat. So shrimp is a good option And it seems like it's more expensive, but when you look at how much you get for your dollar, it's really not that bad. Of course, the Wildest Allen catfish is always it's a traditional New Orleans old favorite. So that's a great thing that you can get in to make it happen. And then raw oysters right now are excellent. And the shucked oysters for frying the oysters, those are all good things. Fin fish is a little tough because of the weather. Sheephead rondo, sea breams, and plenty of supply. That's an economical fish to get. And most people don't realize how good sheephead is. Sheephead is. In the past, when we're selling Outback steak and redfish, if we could have got them sheephead year-round, they'd have bought sheephead. They much preferred it, you know. So, and we do have a lot of aquaculture redfish right now, too. But so those kind of things, I would think. And you know, if you know your local fisherman is going out to catch speckled trout in real life, that'd be a great bet, too.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting point you make. People don't think about that when you compare shrimp to crawfish per pound. Obviously, the crawfish shells are bigger and heavier, and you don't, and there's less meat per shell than there is for a shrimp. A shrimp, you got almost full meat, and the shell doesn't weigh that much, so you're getting a lot more bang for your buck in terms of the poundage you actually get to consume when you consider how much you pay in per pound for shrimp. That's a good point.
Right. You could pay twice the price for shrimp than crawfish and get a much better deal because of the yield.
And I don't know anyone who doesn't like boiled shrimp. I mean, who doesn't like boiled shrimp? And you can do boil just like you do a crawfish boil. The problem is you don't boil the shrimp as long, so you got to kind of time everything out, right?
Right, it is. And, you know, we don't even think about that. Like our brown shrimp season is about to start. When that starts, people don't seem to think of that the same way they think of crawfish, but they should. You know, that boiled shrimp, when it cranks up, we should have just as big a rush for that as we do for crawfish, but we don't have that doesn't happen yet, but it needs to.
Yeah, we need to have family shrimp boils. I'm with you. Let's start it. Come on, everybody get together and have a shrimp boil. No one's going to complain if you pour a huge load of shrimp out on the table to start peeling and eating, are they? I don't think so.
No, not at all. I mean, we're the king. I mean, you know, you can't beat what we have here, and there's always something available. Something of some kind is available for you. And as we get into the spring, things get a little better for crabs for sure, get better for soft-shell crabs for sure, you know, and you know, sure, oysters get a little worse. But and, of course, crawfish. We're not even there with crawfish yet. Next couple of months, you're going to see a lot of nice crawfish. The ponds are really gorgeous right now. They're big crawfish.
Yeah,
and then the basin will get better.
We need those soft-shell crabs in time for Jazz Fest, absolutely, because I need a soft-shell crab po' boy. Jay's got a question about soft-shells. Jay, you're on with Harlan Pierce. How you doing?
Oh, good. First of all, I'd like to say the shrimp have been excellent lately. They've been huge shrimp. I mean, like 10, 12 to the count per pound for like $5.99, and I love them. Nice, fresh shrimp.
Take what you got. With that $5.99, you're so much better off than crawfish right now with the yields you get, especially that big shrimp.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I was curious is, you know, we have soft-shelled crab, and I've also heard of soft-shelled crawfish. How come we don't have soft-shelled shrimp as a product?
We do, honestly, but there's not enough of it. The good shrimpers will put those soft-shell shrimp on the side, and some of your better restaurants downtown will eat them up pretty quickly, but there's not any tonnage or volume on it. It's the same situation. It's a shrimp that sheds its shell, but has shed its shell,
right,
just like a crab has shed it. But we don't get it. You know, when you get a soft-shell crab, you got to take it out the water, put it in the tank, watch it every 2 hours. You don't have that ability to do that with shrimp. When it comes up in your net, you got to, if it's soft, you got it, but most of the time it's not.
I just think that would be a very good delicacy if we could get that going somehow, you know. But, like, I guess the problem is, like you're saying, watching them to when they molt and all.
Yeah, well, we got some shrimpers in Dulac and all that do a good job with some of that. But they're still, you know, you're not – if you catch 1,000 pounds of shrimp, you might get 20 pounds of soft shells. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal production-wise.
But so, Jay, you can get them. So, Jay, if you Google it, there are restaurants that even put them on the menu as a specialty, but you just got to find them. Wouldn't that be so much easier not to have to peel that shrimp? Just eat it. Just pop it, the whole thing in your mouth right there.
That's it.
Harlan, you've eaten a soft shell shrimp?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely I've had soft shell shrimp. It's really great. You know, it's like a soft shell crab. You're eating everything, head, shell, everything, all of it. Eat the whole thing.
Do all shellfish have a soft shell period? I mean, what about crawfish? Is there soft shell crawfish?
Yes. A long time ago, we started with soft shell crawfish, and the boat we used looked like something like 20,000 leagues under the sea. We had electrodes going in the mud, and scoop juice in to pop the crawfish out. and soft shells would come out. And it was a fad for a while. It kind of drifted away from us, and we had some people that were doing soft shell crawfish, but not lately, but they're really good. When you get a good soft shell crawfish, they're hard to clean. They've got a little calcium deposit in the head you've got to get out so you don't crack a tooth. But other than that, it's a wonderful product.
You know, I think with this day and age of us always looking for more convenience, and obviously maybe, I'll say it, a lazier society than we've had. Some people maybe don't want to peel crawfish and shrimp. Man, if we get the soft shell movement going in shrimp and crawfish, I think that could be a hugely profitable thing. But you say it's a lot of work on the production side, huh?
Right. Well, yeah, the shrimp is just not enough there. You just don't seem to get them. A soft shell crawfish, you can create production levels there. There's no doubt about that. That could be something that could be done again.
Harlan Pierce, owner of Harlan's Louisiana Fish and chairman of the Gulf Seafood Institute. I'm so glad you could join us on this Good Friday. What are you eating today?
Fried Desalman catfish.
You're frying it up, and you do that yourself, or you have someone do it for you?
No, we do it here. We cook it at my plant and stuff like that. So we, you know, because we have a USDA inspected catfish facility, one of very few in the state, and so we produce. We're probably going to buy 3-4 million pounds of catfish this year. So, but I love
4 million pounds of catfish. That's a lot of catfish. All right, you can't go wrong with fried catfish. Do you do the full catfish, or you do the fillets or the steaks? What are you frying?
I do the fillets, basically, small 1 to 2, 2 to 3 ounce, little bitty fillet, like the Desalman catfish, you know, that Spar's restaurant, those kind of restaurants all serve that little small fillet. That's the best when you're frying it.
All right. Yeah, now I want some fried catfish with some hush puppies, some boiled
there
potatoes, some tartar sauce. Oh, man. Harlan, you're making me hungry.
All right, buddy.
All right, anything else you want to share before we let you run?
Just that believe in Louisiana. Support the Louisiana fishermen. They need your support all the time. They're the lifeblood of our industry, and they're the lifeblood of what Louisiana has always been. It's the heritage and culture that seafood is, and that's for sure. We don't want to lose that.
Harlan, thanks for sharing with us, and thank you for producing that report. Sorry that you found collusion and obstruction amongst the seafood and weather gods, but hey, we'll survive. We'll find a way to beat them. All right, thanks, Harlan.
All right, thank you.
Harlan Pierce here on WWL. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk more about the situation at Sophie B. Wright Charter School, where several students are not being allowed to walk across the stage and get their diplomas after senior pranks. We're going to talk to the group that's advocating on behalf of these children after their appeals were denied and their parents were told, nope, we're just going to mail you their diplomas. They cannot walk across the stage because they broke the rules. We'll find out what the latest on that is, talk about the petition drive, and see what you think. If they should get their diplomas through the mail, or should have them handed to them after what happened at Sophie B. Wright involving senior pranks. That's up next. We'll continue to talk seafood as well here on WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.